When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, yeah, dude, it sucks ass. It takes about a half hour to get in there.
I don't think UPS is like that, dude. Or at least Winfield.
I work at the Hub, though, like the main guy. So it's like I check in the TSA every time I go to work.
Because all my little brother's driver's speed going up.
This is real shit. I have to check in at TSA every time I go to work. Because I work at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
I work
at the airport.
I don't work for the airport. I just work at the airport. And that's what's weird.
You know, if I could land one job, I think it'd be pretty dope if you're the dude out there, like, doing traffic control.
I know one of those guys. They have it the worst at FedEx.
It's probably one of those jobs that's not as cool as you think.
This is Mr. Baldwin, where the woman gets sucked out of the plane window.
There's a safety video. There's training about that shit, not to stand in front of the engines when they're running, because they'll suck you into them.
Yeah, there's one episode where a dude jumped into one. He went crazy.
Man, I...
Yeah.
No.
Damn, you had that long drive to the beach. Boy, you could have had a fun ride back, man.
Yeah, you have been on the road a lot today. Yeah, man.
They're crazy true stories.
It is good.
Man, yeah, I'll have to check it out.
I haven't been asleep.
It's on YouTube.
You haven't been asleep since when?
Friday night.
Been there. When I came down for a Market Street weekend.
I knew I wasn't going to sleep last night.
Yeah.
What, you on the meth high right now?
Yeah, you been smoking that good meth?
No. Smoking that glass. No. Some of that.
That blue meth.
So we get a larger white.
We played 10 to 2.
10 p.m. to 2 a.m.?
Uh-huh.
Gross. And then, you've been up all day.
Gross.
And then, you know, we had a 30-minute drive out to the campsite.
Yeah.
And so...
Camp Bars.
That's right.
I slept in Gulf Shores in my car one time.
Yeah, I thought about doing that.
Got an overnight parking and fucking just slept in my car.
It's a good way to get shaped.
I slept on the ground beside my car one night because of stuff.
God.
So that's like, that was the beef of like stuff. Hangout Fest, what I was telling y'all before. You know, so we were just talking to the locals there at the bar, you know, in between sets.
Yeah.
Show. And we was like, we were expecting, you know, some of the folks from Hangout Fest to be out here. And they was like, we'd run them off, F those guys.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Yeah. Usually,
like, you know, what's going on? And they was like, well, they just come here, they rent up all the, you know, the camping places,
yeah,
and they trash them, and then they just leave.
That's like a lot of people talk about with the Grateful Dead, and they're following, leaving the balloons laying around everywhere, and nobody coming around to clean them up.
Don't clean up after themselves.
You would be surprised about how little they do.
Man, I thought they was all about ours. Hippies.
Yeah, they say they are. That's the way it is, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, the conservative guys wanted us a little bit of recycling.
The, yeah. Them tearing up everything, that's just the way it goes, though. That's with any festival, like, music, any kind, really.
Yeah.
It's just, you know. I mean, think about how little you care about cleanliness when you're, like, real far out there.
I don't like people that throw trash out their car windows.
See, I don't know. I keep the trash in my car.
You're going to a gas station or something eventually.
No, I never fuck with that. I throw it away about once a week. Clean out my car about once a week. Just
whenever I get
piled up in the floorboard.
Yep.
Get to work or something. Throw it away.
I can't. I say I'm going to do that when I clean my car out for that week. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to keep it clean this time.
I just junk up my trunk.
So I ain't got to that. I'm not used to the whole trunk yet. So I've just now started putting stuff back there, really.
Yeah. The most popular car in America.
My Corolla or your Camry?
Corollas are.
I hope so, because I get some work on it next week.
It's what they make in Tupelo.
Yeah, there's four parking lots full of them up there, but there's none on any Toyota lots.
I would love to see how much they're going for right now.
Shit, brand new Corolla is probably $30,000.
I bet it's more than that right now.
Yeah.
Check this out. So, like, I'm a huge fan of the Supra.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's a 21 at the Barnes Crossing in Starkville.
You don't want it.
Oh, no, I know they're horrible, but,
Supra.
Supra, they're a sport car.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a 2.0, so it's a four-cylinder.
Yeah, four-cylinder, H4.
And then I was looking at, you know, it's got nice wheels, it's got the brake calipers done up, it's got the exhaust work done. You don't have it 10,000 miles. And they were asking 52,000. I looked up the MSRP.
Come on, man.
41,000.
Yeah. I'm making theirs. Every lot is like that, though, man. The used car market is so crazy. Like, I bet your Camry's got low miles on it, doesn't it? Still.
Yeah. 60.
You could probably get way more than you paid for it. Yeah, you would turn a profit on that thing if you sold it right now. That's just the way the car market is right now. Ain't nobody get nothing. Can't nobody get nothing even similar to new.
Some of the ads I've been hearing for Rock Auto. Like, whether it be, like, a YouTube commercial.
Yeah.
Have you been hearing, like, what, I don't know, if it's probably true, like, what you're saying, is, like, you probably noticed that the value of your car has gone up over the past couple of years.
Hell yeah.
So, what better time to stay on top of?
Maintenance. And care.
I flip my car and get one of those fancier versions with a black...
Black emblems, black wheels, and
black roof, like
black, yeah, California style, yeah, and then buy and flip it again.
You seen these weird color ones? I kind of like them.
I love all the weird
whitish blue gray looking.
Yep, love that color.
Yeah,
but like what you were saying earlier, like about recycling, it's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black. Like think about the replacement theory. Race replacement theory that they're pushing right now.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's that's something that the Democrats have been saying for years about Texas eventually turning blue.
Yeah. Blue. I think it may.
Turning right. Blue.
And then, like, that's been going on for 30 years. Yeah. And then just as soon as, you know, Tucker Carlson and we had that shoot in Buffalo... They blame it on that. And I was like, y'all have literally been doing that same thing for 30 years. But yeah. It's not okay when the other side does it.
No. Not at all. Never.
All right.
The shoe fits one side, but doesn't fit the other.
Yep.
As it always is.
'Tis true. I mean, just look at all the Elon Musk came out. He said he's voting Republican now.
Yeah, going to go Republican. And may not even buy Twitter.
Yeah.
That's upsetting me, is he's trying to back out of the Twitter deal.
Well, you don't blame him?
No, I don't
blame him. They told him that 5% of the users were bots, and it turns out it was like upwards to 95%.
Ha!
The inverse was true. And so, I mean, there's, you know, it is like the town hall of social media, but... If only 5% of the people on it are actual people,
yeah.
That's a problem.
Bots. Plants. Planted here.
It kind of upsets me seeing he's trying to back out of it, but after reading that it's only really 5% real people, I don't blame him.
Is it like a dude in a cubicle doing like, 10 accounts?
Something like that, or
there
like...
There are places in Central America and in India where, dude, the whole wall... of this room is nothing but phones.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
And so, like, you can pay the agency $100, you know, and they'll all say the exact same thing to the person you want to talk shit about.
Yeah. That's weird. It's strange.
They're going after old Elon, man, on sexual misconduct.
But that's why he's like, fuck you guys.
You see his rebuttal?
Uh-uh.
He said, look, if she could tell me about the tattoo I have in that area and the scars that I have on my unit, I believe
it. Man, he's been winning.
I mean, you got to have that kind of, got to be like, you got to kind of reuse every situation.
Did you see him when he was getting interviewed by somebody and he's like, the way to the path of power is the person that controls the teleprompter?
Yep. Yeah.
So funny.
That's so fucking true, though.
Somebody's going to lean onto it one day, and Joe's into ABQ2R76.
Yeah.
It's like Anchorman.
Yeah.
Yeah. GG447755GG.
I saw that dude get off the plane today in Korea with his mask on.
Yeah. He's still wearing a goddamn mask.
He gets to the bottom, and as he's about to shake the South Korean leader's hand, he takes the mask off.
Yeah, the closer you get to people, the more the mask comes down.
It's so strange.
It's so fucking. That shit's so. Let me just.
Like, I guess, like, in his defense, was he probably stepped off the plane, like, thinking they might have one on.
Let me get that monkeypox.
I think everybody else is like. I think they're done with it. I think everybody else is. Except, you know, like, North Korea and South Korea and China, they've always. They've all been masking. They've been masking for forever.
Well, that's kind of like.
For any reason.
Yeah, I mean,
strep throat, they mask up.
I was about to say, they've been doing that for years.
Years and years and years and years. So was he sick when he went over there? And then he saw they didn't have on a mask? He's like... Because really, the only only reason to really wear a mask now in the U.S. is if you're sick. Yeah. So... Or if you're sick or if you're at work. There's a lot of people I work with still wearing them. But we do work in close quarters. I just don't care. I don't give a shit.
Is it optional?
It is optional. It's 100% optional.
I asked a dude the other day, it's like, how long do you think Lonzo's going to wear that mask? I don't know, forever?
I think some people, because I have noticed, like, when I worked at Williams-Sonoma, there was this lady I worked with, you know, she was okay looking with the mask on. But just as soon as that mask came down, you saw she was missing both her fronts, and her corner over here was gold.
Tight.
So, there's some people covering some fucked up grills.
Fuck with your mask on.
With the mitt. Seen it.
For real?
Yeah.
Seen it.
It's like a whole thing, porn.
Yeah, it's a porn thing. Oh. Yeah. I haven't personally seen it, but I have seen of it.
That's funny.
Safety first.
Think about it. Think about Tinder and... You know, think about hooking up during the pandemic. Did you mask or did you not mask? Or?
Oh, no, I bet that was in the bio. Like, you have to be vaccinated or we cannot go out.
We can't go out if you're not vaccinated. Baby. She, her, them. Or they. I think it's she, her, they. He, day. Him, they.
They, them.
They, them, yeah.
The flashes of they.
That dude also goes hard in Hawaii, don't he?
Yeah. Yeah. This is Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
Choke slamming women.
He did choke slam a chicken boy.
Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I'll give a shout out to Amber Heard, though, for killing the Me Toos.
Yeah.
Doing her part. What a saint.
All right, so.
And bringing awareness to cocaine use in public.
Yeah, she did it in the courthouse.
Twice now.
And she's like,
I heard that wasn't cocaine. It was some shit to try to make her cry.
That was powder, dude. I mean, I know somebody that's done powder on a regular basis, and I've seen the signs and the marks and the
put some of her gums
and the you know the quirks. Yeah. I know the quirks that come along with because I've seen it. You know,
I'm glad that did you see that the pirates. Of the Caribbean.
They're coming around. They're like,
Robbie.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
What if they're going to have women version?
They already have that.
Oh, you talking about that little dirty movie I used to see in Hollywood Video back in the day.
Yeah. What was it? I can't even remember the name of it.
Two Girls, One Cup.
It was something of the Caribbean.
Oh, gosh.
I don't remember.
Like the booty.
I don't remember what it was. But anyway, yeah, they have had an all-female Pirates of the Caribbean.
That was my video store, by the way.
I liked it, yeah.
Man, I miss video stores.
I do, too. There's one more Blockbuster. Now, dude. Like, no, it's too complicated now. When you went to the fucking when you went to the video store, you had a plan.
Yeah, you had a commitment.
And then a backup plan when you went into the store.
I think Hollywood Video did 5 for $5 for $5.
Yep, 5 for $5.
5 movies, $5, $5.
Yep.
If they're old.
If they were not new.
Yeah, they can't be the new ones. Yep. Got ready to open the show.
Holy shit.
Flash arrives. We simply says this. All of our loved ones, if Jesus were to come tonight, before you and I,
you can hear the gospel and you don't feel anything, then you are in your most dangerous position.
Yeah.
Welcome you.
Oh, man. To Porch Talk. Yeah, good luck getting that quote pulled up. This is your host, Alan. This is an off the deep end. Got to be
John.
And Brother Kyle.
Oh, man. I ain't got my quote.
Is that not up?
I doubt it.
I'm losing over here.
I was trying to find a quote myself on the way over here, and my internet wouldn't pull it up.
You just Google quote, man. Whoever you think about.
You can do it.
Steven Tyler PJs.
Yeah.
Damn.
Boots and pants.
I guess I gotta wait till next time, dude.
Boots.
We ain't going nowhere.
It'll eventually get there. Just be patient. Did y'all see that the Goodyear blimp had ice cubes of pimp? Happened yesterday?
I did not. I don't know anything of that.
Go back to his lyrics, right? Today okay. was a good day.
Yeah.
All right. That's right. Karate made my whole body a weapon. Done knots. Let's go.
Karate made his whole body.
We share the same birthday. That's my boy.
I like Don Knotts. He was, I want to say he was either colorblind or had MS. I can't remember exactly. I know he went completely blind before he died.
Jesus.
Yeah. I can't remember all the details involving that.
I've been hearing this a lot lately. I haven't looked into it for myself. But I've been hearing a lot of people calling BS on Helen Keller.
What? Helen Keller?
They're saying she wasn't deaf and blind.
She was a good actor. She was dedicated, though, I guess.
If she wasn't deaf and blind, dude, then shit, she fucking put on for a while.
If that turns out to be true...
Well, the whole fucking...
What if I've been told that it's...
Yeah, what's actually true and what's not? Then throughout American history or world history, really. Because, she was, German, I think? Something like that? Yeah.
I don't know.
That's deep knowledge I don't know about.
And one thing about it that I've always wondered, how do you communicate if she was deaf and blind? How are you going to teach Braille? You can't talk to her and she can't see. How do you know anything?
There's got to be some bullshit in that story. Like, she had to be... Well, I have noticed that legally blind... You can still see. Like, my dad's legally blind, but he can still see.
Okay.
Don't they have Braille on the ATMs, drive-thrus, and bank?
Yeah.
So the blind person's driving?
Yeah. Because blind people can't see.
I don't think they should be on the road behind a wheel.
So.
I mean, think about
it. My favorite is, there's Braille where you push the button to cross traffic.
Yeah, good one too.
It also, which I think is a great idea, it beeps when you can cross.
Yeah, that's actually helpful for blind people.
Yeah.
Doesn't do a whole lot for deaf
clicking
people.
Clicking thing, too.
I got to where I would click.
What is that? At work. Vibrations?
I think blind people do it kind of like bats. I know bats do it to see at night.
It's called sonar.
Yeah. And it, echoes off the their surroundings or some shit. So I guess if you're not, if you're
normal, like camel bat.
No, no.
Camel spider.
Internet. But yeah, Amber Heard.
Internet.
Would you? I heard that. What movie was she in? She was a big part
of it.
Aquaman kicked her out, gave her the boot. She's done.
In 10 minutes.
But they gave her the boot for two.
Oh man, that woman's a saint.
Yeah, you said you were for her. You're a fan, right?
I don't know.
You're the only person in the world on team.
Team Wonder, let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp took that shit, not her.
I mean, I think they both beat the shit out of each other, really.
Equal delivery.
I think they would get fucked up and sprayed and like whoop the shit out of each other. Red wine and cocaine.
Oh, this is tight, man. That should make
what is movie. This?
It's a hammerhead / camel bat.
Yeah, I knew there needs to be a comedy movie about that thing.
Ain't that wild?
This is where the new COVID's going to be.
Somebody's going to eat it. Instead of Wuhan or Wu-Tang, it'll be Wu-Tang.
There's a season of Survivor where this dude ate bats. You know where they have the food auction thing?
Yeah, like, I think I remember, yeah.
They buy something that's covered up and be like, you know, grubs or something.
Think about if you was hungry enough, man. Shit, I ate some stuff I didn't like.
The girl that bought that hidden, oh, it's a dud, it's a bat suit.
Yeah.
What would it take? Like, I'll take it.
What would it take, money-wise or whatever, for you to drink 32 ounces of bull semen?
Would I know it's bull semen?
32 ounces? Good. I don't know if I can do it.
Is it cold or warm?
That's an odd question. Oh, yeah, how do you prefer it?
It's going to be thick.
I don't know if salty. It would be thick or cold or thick or warm. I don't know. Do you bring it up to a bowl? I think it'd be thinner if you brought it up to a bowl.
Yeah, just the consistency.
I can't
right?
do that, man. That's
how much they paying? I mean,
how
I
much would it take?
Yeah.
Would 10 do it?
10 grand?
Yeah.
Or $10? No, 10 grand for you.
A meal?
Nah, I mean, that's not enough for a meal. You got to throw I didn't do it for 10. Straight up, tax free. Yeah.
It's like a damn tea pitcher.
It's like a big.
Just chug it.
It's a big Gatorade.
Slam it. Put it in a Gatorade bottle and slam it.
It ain't more.
What about using a straw?
Dude, that's almost like.
Oh, no. It'd be, I think, it might be a little too clunky for that. I think you just do the whole thing with the mustache, put it in like a cereal bowl.
And slap it up.
Yeah.
Poor. Wait, and you know, like the guy.
And what if it tastes good? What if you find out it tastes good?
Wouldn't that be something?
It has healing powers.
Yeah. What if you were blind and you could see?
Drink bull semen. It got stronger.
Yeah. What is that? Tirana? I think that's got some bull. We all drink a little bull semen in every energy drink.
Taurine?
Yeah, I think it's taurine that's the bull semen.
How do they come up with this shit?
The blueberry flavor is the extracted.
This Red Bull's a little off. It's missing something. Bull semen.
Yeah. Who came up with who tasted it? Who was taste testing?
I got one.
Yeah. Right? That's
good. How the fuck you come up with that, man? Like, let's put this bull semen in here and see if it helps the taste.
Yeah.
Inconsistency. We got to do something about this chalkiness.
Yeah, just think about just human history in general, especially like when it comes to plants and animals. It's like,
who tried it?
Dude. So who was the person that ate that fruit and just asphyxiated it?
Yeah, knew it was dragon fruit. That's the one that gives us ball boners.
Same thing. Think about the guy who found psilocybin.
He was a happy motherfucker.
And what possessed him to, there's a shroom growing off this turd.
I'm like, that's shit over there. That mushroom looks pretty tantalizing over there. I might go over there and check it out.
Yeah, it's just
who did that? Who did that first?
All these things are like how we started finding out like that snake or spider will kill you.
Yeah, that one's bad. Well, I guess you'd have to watch somebody get bit and be like, oh, need to stay away from those.
So it's always like bad examples or bad stories that kind
of
get.
Or good stories be like, you eat those mushrooms that come out of the cow shit.
Yeah. But there's always got to be an example.
Yeah. There was one time my cousin ate the mushrooms out of the cow shit, had the best time ever. Saw I don't know what you would see. I don't know.
Saw a bunch of shooting stars.
Shooting stars. Saw a bunch of shooting stars and galaxies. So we are. There's bigger things.
We see
here.
The little hand thing. We wave in front of
him. Yeah.
Just back to the Amber Heard thing.
Juicy.
Is, you know, at some of the bars they'll have the tip jars, like Team Johnny or, you know, Team Amber.
Yeah.
And it's like Team Johnny's always
winning.
Oh, I'd go Amber.
You are the only person. Like, I think there's maybe one juror that's her, her fan. And maybe all it takes. You know, he fucking lost for less. He lost the first trial. The defamation? No, that's what they're doing now. What was it? He sued the newspaper that put the article out that said he was a wife beater. He lost that one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what brought this lawsuit on.
I mean, and think he literally lost everything.
Yeah, he lost everything. Lost probably $50 million.
Like, what are he supposed to be in the...
Lost $50 million. He lost his Pirates of the Caribbean.
What about his Harry Potter, the Fantastic Beasts?
He lost that one too. But Pirates of the Caribbean is coming back around. Slowly.
He may not go back to them.
I think he'd be a fool not to, man. That Hunter S. Thompson made his career.
He don't make that good movies here lately anyway.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean and Hunter S. Thompson made Johnny Depp's career.
Blow.
And Crybaby and Blow.
Yeah, what's he in Gilbert Grape?
Blow and Fear and Loathing is probably my two favorite. Yeah, probably my two favorite.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape is a good movie, too. It's a different type of movie, hands. Though. I didn't care for it. It's too emo.
Yes,
Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, it's too whiny.
I like it.
Too whiny for me. Too much of a love story.
I like it, dude. I like the way it looks.
It's funny. Dark.
I don't remember what comedian it was, but they were, you know, making fun of this whole situation. It's like, ain't that dude from Kentucky? Why does he talk like this?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Why don't you talk like you're from Kentucky?
Say fecal delivery.
Why doesn't he talk from like he's from Kentucky? He is from Kentucky.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone from Kentucky
talk like Johnny Depp. Yeah. I think because he hung out so long with Hunter S. Thompson. You know, they hung out with him for like 4 years, getting ready for the role.
Shooting guns?
Yeah, shooting guns, living on his couch. No shit. But yeah, I don't know, man. I think he's gonna lose this one too, because fucking toxic femininity.
I think it's the end of the Me Too movement. I think he wins.
You think he wins?
Yeah. Shout out Amber Heard, Jada Pinkett, doing their role, man.
Yeah,
that's yeah. Jada Pinkett, she fucking sleeping around on Will, America's sweetheart.
That's the first
person. Will is America's sweetheart.
Yeah. Fucking everybody loves Will Smith, man. I think
he hurt himself a lot after.
Yeah, when he slapped the shit out of that fucking theme, or what is it? What are that plan? Fucking slap.
I think he's a coward. And he only did that because it's Chris Rock, because he's a little guy.
And he was just came up, yeah, and slapped the shit out of him on national TV. Like, Chris Rock ain't gonna be able to retaliate. What's he gonna do? Like,
dude,
bitch, like start whooping his ass on the
Will
stage.
Smith slapped him. And immediately turned around. All Chris Rock had done was scoop them legs up. It's out of his mouth and go to town.
Oh, that's
how,
yeah.
Check this out. Did you see the Dave Chappelle? He had somebody rush him on stage?
No.
Try to tackle him.
You didn't see this in the Hollywood Bowl?
I heard about it, though.
Netflix is a joke thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
They broke his arm.
Yeah, dude, his arm was like bent the wrong way.
Who? Dave Chappelle?
No, the dude that...
Okay.
His little crew... Entourage where it beat the shit out of
it. Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock came out.
No, he came up on stage. He was in the crowd.
Okay, he came up after. He's like, was that Will Smith?
At least, he's been, you know.
And so that was something I think that we had talked about was.
I think it was planned. I think
it incentivizes people like almost to normalize that.
Yeah.
Like,
but
coming up on stage and if you don't like a joke.
Yeah, I can get physical. You know, motherfucker, you come at me, they're going to be somebody making a mistake if I'm ever doing comedy somewhere and they come at me like that. They're going to be like, oh, I shouldn't have done that one.
Big gentleman with a flying knee.
Yeah, I just
don't give
them
the people's
elbow. Yeah, I have real bad anger issues, so don't come at me, motherfucker. I'm the not the one.
That is your warning.
Yeah. Warn me. I'm about to come up and see you, man. All right, come on. Yeah, that's different. You come at me like charging with a fist up. Oh no, that would be a bad idea.
All right, so you were talking about the Cat Williams special.
It sucked. I didn't dig it.
Like how blunt it was.
I mean, I wanted to like it.
Are you a Cat Williams?
I am a huge Cat Williams. That's why I was so disappointed. Because I was like, I'm going to say out of the hour stand-up, which is, that's commendable. An hour of being up there standing up there telling jokes, that is impressive as shit.
Did you know I could see you?
Yeah.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, and I like that impression there. It's good, man.
Were you a fan of his
own? Oh, yeah, hell yeah. I love the Pimp Chronicles, Pimp Chronicles 2.
Yeah, I like it, man.
I'm a fan. Like I said, I am a fan.
I bet it ain't as bad as Aziz's last Netflix stand-up.
No, God, that one. I finally watched it. Yes, oh my God. And like that little tiny corner comedy club or whatever.
Did you pay attention to like the front row?
Yes, they always change. Yeah, they always change too.
All right, it's my shift.
Didn't they swap them out?
Yeah, they changed. I noticed that.
They were getting like, people that were actually laughing.
I think there was people that were just sitting there not laughing. Like,
yeah, if they weren't laughing, bring them. If they're not laughing, bring us up somebody else.
That's sad.
His was bad. It was bad, too.
One
like
worst
this
I've
one.
I've ever seen. Man, I like Aziz.
Oh, come on, dude. What about Amy Schumer?
I love Amy Schumer. Don't you hate? Don't you motherfuckers hate? Yeah, she got some bad stand-ups, though. She's not that funny sometimes.
She was the reason why you can't, like, downvote Netflix anymore. You know how you used to thumbs up, thumbs down?
Yeah.
Her comedy special.
I thought you could still thumbs down, you just can't see how many people did.
No, that's YouTube.
Yeah, they took away the thumbs down. Now you have a thumbs up and a two thumbs up.
Is that real? Two thumbs?
Yeah, you can either...
I thought that's how they figure out the algorithm of suggestions.
You can, on Netflix, you can only not even interact at all with the show. Or like, or super like it. So you really want to see it, or...
I don't think that's good for, like, knowing your audience.
I think all this fucking participation trophy bullshit's going to wind up killing us. I think it's going to wind up being our end. I think it is, man.
I think it'll die out.
No. And maybe if we get back to survival of the fittest, it may die out. But if we're still in this pampered fucking generation we're in now, it's going to keep going downhill.
Netflix is...
Y'all see my boy Jordan B. Peterson?
Oh, no.
It's a Sports Illustrated.
Oh, he left Twitter.
Yeah. He went out in a blaze of glory. Sports Illustrated, you know, put out their swimsuit.
Yeah. I did see that.
It was a good-looking woman.
Yeah, she was a nice-looking lady.
Supermodel.
Yeah, she wasn't your typical Sports Illustrated model.
It was four different colors, because
one of them was Elon's mom.
Yeah.
But right when Jordan saw that, he was triggered. And he was like, this woman is not beautiful.
Beautiful?
Well, yeah. Went on the fat chain a little bit, and he was like, this is authoritarian.
It is, though. I mean, yeah, there shouldn't be those like real skinny supermodels on every cover, but don't put no.
I don't think that's healthy for.
There's a healthy body image that can be portrayed, and you don't have to be super skinny.
I mean, like even like boxing some of these like.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to
to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
The lady magazines are like pushing like obesity to be normalized. It's
bring back Maxim.
Yeah, bring back Maxim because they were showing healthy women.
Even think about like Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, man.
Before the smartphone came on.
Yeah.
FHM
and Maxim. Good ones, both of them. Because they showed healthy women.
Showed fine women. Yeah.
Not real skinny. Not fat.
We're talking supermodel.
We're talking fake titties.
Yeah, fake titties. Yeah, there were some fake titties involved, let's be honest. Everybody wants a fake titty every now and then until you get one. And then you find out how hard they are, and then you don't want it anymore.
You usually get them removed before you get too old. Because you
don't want
old bodies and, you know.
Yeah, pretty ass. Yeah. I see this old woman in Columbus sometime. You can tell she got fake ones because,
yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking up here, and yeah. She's like, like, looks like a bulldog in the face. We got some perky ass titties.
What are you talking about? Looks like she's smoking.
You know who he's talking about?
Yeah.
Where is she at?
Can't talk about this.
Columbus.
Yeah, she just be downtown in Columbus, just
Columbus
around.
Is crazy, man.
Man, I murder every day.
I go to this little sad mall. It seems like there's always gonna be one person asking me for some money.
Just wait till they out there selling T-shirts and stuff. That's coming. Be selling T-shirts to gas stations.
You got a couple dollars? Girl asked me twice. Here's $2. Then still asked me after I gave her $2.
Cause she's fucked up on meth, man. Yeah. Forgot.
I just gave you some. First, I said, I got a debit card.
I had the funniest thing happen to me in Starkville, I couldn't resist. I had this. There's this guy, I mean, he's your street corner guy with a sign. He's been doing it for 3 years, at least.
Yeah, probably making bank.
Probably.
During school time.
He's got his black and mild and got a Monster Energy drink.
Where you get the money for that, buddy? That's like $10 now with inflation.
I'm at the Wendy's. Their sign says now hiring. He's standing at the door. It says now hiring. He said, "You got any spare change so I can get a hot meal?" I just pointed at the door.
I do that shit to everybody in Memphis, dude. Somebody asked me for some change. I'm like, they hiring right there, man. Like,
you can get you a free meal and some money.
Yeah. They got money right there, dude. Everywhere, because there's a bunch of bums up there.
Then in front of the Walmart in Columbus the other day.
Oh, that's the worst.
Same day, it was this family. The dude had some kids and wife out there outside the van.
Were they in wheelchairs?
No. Anyway, he had a sign. I didn't read it. It's right there where you come in. It's got like three-way four-way
style. About the Arby's.
Yeah. Seen that in like within an hour.
I think you'll see like 1,000 people a day. And if 1,000 people give you $1... You just made $1,000 in that day.
I think about that, like, when my birthday comes around, it's like, if everyone, like, on social media that knew
gave
me,
you
gave $5.
Oh, shit, birthday. you're stepping out there. Yeah, do $1. You'd be more likely.
But, yeah, same thing.
Do a dime, and you might.
If 1,000 people gave you $1.
You just made $1,000.
That's right.
Think about them people that's sitting out there in a high traffic area where it's like a flow of new traffic.
Have you seen what's where they'll
follow the making bank.
Like they'll shed the clothes and
get in their Mercedes.
Yeah. No, that's why I stopped giving anybody money, dude. I'm like, I'll get you some food. You want some food? Oh, you just want money? You have to go somewhere else for that.
That's a different approach, man. If I feel led to do it, I will.
No,
but, I don't. You know, I've been, the principle on it is like, if you feel led to give them the money, then you gave them that money. It's no longer your money, so what's it matter?
Yeah, what's it matter what they do to it and do with it?
It's theirs now.
I guess you could look at it like that if you wanted to be nice.
I give them money and say, hey, go get you a tall boy.
I just be like, right before I stop giving people money, I'm like, is it for food or drugs? I'm like, get more if you're honest. Like drugs, I'd like give them like $10.
Yeah.
Then when I was leaving Columbus, I stopped at the Dollar General by the Nissan.
You're just having an epidemic over here.
Yeah.
The next guy.
You got hit.
You know, like a.
Is this the same day?
Yeah.
God, Uncle Si, I know that guy.
If Uncle Si was on crack.
Yeah,
was
Jason.
Behind me in the checkout line.
Crazy Jason.
Talking to himself.
Yep.
Bad.
Know that guy. He's fucking weirdo.
That was one thing. I mean, heck, he was standing close behind me. I didn't have my back to him. I started talking. I turned, you know, kind of not halfway between me and the woman in front of me and him. You know, kind of like where I could see him in my peripheral.
Yeah.
In case I had to swing my 8-pack up towards the dome.
Did you have some twisted tees?
Yeah. She'll rock his ass.
Only thing I made out he was mumbling was, I try to be nice.
Like, motherfucker, you need to quit.
Pain in my back.
You're going to wind up getting hurt.
What's your next move?
I just turn around and look at anybody. You're going to wind up getting hurt in here. You're going to shut the fuck up.
Stonk.
Because I talk shit. Dude, I be talking shit to them homeless folks in Memphis hard. Dude, I'm like, you're going to get hurt. You don't shut up.
God, no. No mercy.
Dude, they bad. It's bad up there, though. Like, you help them out a little bit, they coming at you the next time they see you.
Oh, and you're around that airport, too.
So yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit. Like, leaving, after you leave FedEx property, that shit, it's a whole different world.
You know, when we were going, we went to the Sanger to go catch Steve-O, and I hadn't been to downtown Mobile in a while. And then I was, like, looking up underneath the bridges, and it's just, like, hobo city.
Yep. They pretty much got a lot of that cleaned up in Memphis. You may see 3 or 4 people sleeping under a bridge.
I've seen it to where now it's like where they're putting those like spikes and things where they can't.
Well, I mean, there's some. Or we could go the route like Colorado's doing in New Mexico and creating empty spaces. They're turning them into like homeless shelters.
I thought Kanye was making like little pods for them.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I've heard about that too. Yeah.
I watched a documentary called Tent City.
But we've got so much shit that's just vacant and abandoned.
Yeah.
I think we've actually talked about this before, is all this abandoned shit, we could, you know, help out the homeless problem.
You leave Amber Heard out of it.
We really wanted to.
Yeah,
you could. If you really wanted to, if people really wanted to do some shit about it, we could fix it.
So there was a big apartment complex that was condemned in Starkville. And it was like, I don't know, 200 people were displaced.
Oh, see, that's rough.
Nowhere to go. And I remember watching the town hall, and the vice mayor, he made the remark because, like, what the citizens of Starkville wanted them to do was to get into the fund, the emergency fund, and stimulate these people. And he was like, we can't just give them money.
Yeah, you can't just give away money. But you can't give them a place to stay. You can get somebody a place to stay.
Ooh, smoky.
I didn't know what the answer to that was. I didn't know what was right. Like, what he said, you know, like, the idea of the UBI, like, you know, like Andrew Yang, even Joe Rogan is pro-UBI, universal, just, you know, stimulus.
Like, basically, basically you get your basic living expenses are taken care of.
Yeah. But I think that goes to a deeper cause of...
Yeah, I'm not for that. I think everybody should make their own way, but I think if you've had, like, some sort of issue...
Well, I think it goes back to what you were saying about these just run-down buildings and people not doing stuff. It's like, would you say our generation and younger is just, like, just not... doesn't want it?
We can't. We can't even afford to make it ourselves. How can we help somebody else?
Okay.
Can you step out right now? Well, I mean, yeah, there's some people that can.
How old are you?
36.
Oh, you're Gen X.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm Gen X.
You're Gen X. Yeah. What are you?
Dude,
you're 80 before 83.
I was watching Survivor and it was Gen X versus Millennials and the way
83 is a millennial, dude.
Millennials are 82. No, Gen X is 82. The millennial's 84. I'm like, what the hell's 83?
83 is a millennial.
I guess I didn't pick what I want to be. So I'm a millennial.
It's what they call
X-ennial. I'm a Gen X now.
It's what they call X-ennial. You're kind of a Generation X, but you're kind of a millennial. You're like in between.
I'm the best of both worlds, baby.
Pretty much, yeah, no shit.
An in-betweener.
You're like one of the in-between generations.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're like an enigma.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like just back to that guy at the Wendy's. It's like to the participation trophy. It's like, man, nobody Well, you say nobody. I don't want to generalize, but I mean, there's just a shitload of people who just have no drive.
No drive at all. I know one firsthand.
That's why I'm getting free money every month.
But see, I think you need to be doing a little bit to help yourself before you can be helped.
Stay down.
I think you got to be able to do a little yourself before you're open to assistance.
Might as well get free money if we're going to just send it all to Ukraine.
Well, I mean,
give us some. Come on.
Right, man, though.
Give me some of that money.
36 million or 36 billion.
I don't know how you can run for re-election.
I don't see how he would have any supporters to, you know.
I mean, everything is, like, just going wrong for
him. If he were to run, like, if he gets picked up by the Democratic Party again somehow.
But what's crazy is, like, that was their best.
And he wins again. We're going to know the shit's rigged. If he wins again, we know it don't matter what you do. Where you are and vote, it don't fucking matter. It's already decided, and we might as well not even do it. If Uncle Joe wins again, we know it's fucking fixed. His supporters are turning against him.
Yeah.
Like his government, his other like political supporters are turning against him. If he wins again, it's a fucking sham.
I'm reading the bots in the comments.
Yeah, I mean, if he wins,
it turns out like they did a check on his account and they said that 50% of his followers were bots.
No, those people are real, man. That's my support.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. They like and reshare everything he posts.
Dude, I went to top my, I told you in the text, top my lawnmower off when I got done cutting my grass.
Yeah.
I drive over since I live so close to the store. $3/4 a tank, $11. I ain't never put $11 in my lawnmower in my life.
Good God, man.
I went in the store and I asked the dude, the owner, I'm like, is this build back better? Is this the build back better?
Did we really build back better?
Build back better is expensive as fuck!
It's like, dare, man. Dispensaries are really expensive.
I own a Camry and that's like the gas is equivalent to Trump era. Like I'm driving a C71 jacked up.
You know, I just put gas in my Corolla before I came over here. Just guess how much it was. Just guess.
Your Corolla.
How far was it down?
Oh, it was on E. Gas light just came on.
$96.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, no.
I feel like that's what mine would be.
Yours, it was $64.
See, I was
47.
I think I was a quarter low on my car, and it was $28.
I only got an 11-gallon tank.
Oh, it takes, it's about 85 for me to fill it right now.
For real?
Yeah.
Jeez, man. This is building back better.
What's crazy is it's not.
He's doing it.
It's not getting any better. It's not going to change.
He's doing it.
Wait, no, nothing he can do is going to change anything. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. There's nothing.
It's his fault.
There's nothing he can do about gas prices.
It's the greedy corporation.
There's nothing he can do about it.
Shut down the Keystone.
There's nothing.
First day in office?
No, he can't do anything about that. Doesn't matter. It would be this way no matter what, because COVID's over. We got to understand that traffic's back up. More people are working because the economy is booming. The economy is in such a boom that we're just burning so much fossil fuel. That's why everybody needs to just go ahead and take their income and buy that $50,000 electric car.
How long does it take to charge you up?
About an hour and a half if you got a supercharger.
7 hours of the day.
No, fuck no, man.
I figured it'd be like you do your phone, you put it on charge overnight and it's ready.
Yeah, you just do that. Most people do. I'm sure they got a smart charger.
I don't want an electric car.
I don't know. There's something to be said about it, man. I'm looking into them.
I like the electric appliances.
Electric Jeeps? Yeah, I'm looking at the EZ-Go or the E-Go.
Pulsar. Oh, Ego, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at those.
The biggest brand, ain't it?
Yeah, it's the big brand right now. I'm looking at those.
My brother's got electric push mow.
I love push mow.
Remote control car.
Yeah, see, we need it.
Wish I had an electric leaf blower because I feel like a dick.
That way you don't have to buy oil gas mix anymore. You can just charge your battery. You know, you have the electric lawnmower, so you don't have to buy oil for the lawnmower.
Yeah, that thing's $7,000.
Then you don't have to buy gas for the lawnmower anymore because battery powered.
Yeah.
You're actually making less of a carbon footprint.
You ever seen a lithium mine?
Yeah. Because you know how much goddamn damage lithium does? Way more fucking damage than fossil fuel. Way more fucking damage than mining for fossil fuel. Like, we're going to kill the planet mining from the lithium.
I mean, it's shut down now, but, like, the pipelines in Alaska.
Yeah.
They say it's bad for the animals, it's bad for the environment.
Yeah, all of it.
Shit about the animals' environment.
Man, I saw, these documentaries to where, the people were just filming, these, wildlife, deer and bears and different mammals. They would stay on that pipeline. You know, I stay close to it.
It was warm.
Warm, yeah, but natural heat. Unnatural heat.
Yeah. They'd stay on it to keep warm.
But, mining lithium is so much safer. Like, using batteries for everything. So much safer. So much better for the planet. You didn't know that?
The cops would... in the future be able to shut down your electric car if it's like a high
speed. I think they're going to have the thing, they had in Fast and the Furious, the little harpoon thing that shot out and disabled it. Yeah, I think that's what they'll have. Because think about how quick electric cars are. I mean, this is no bullshit. This is all jokes aside. Them Teslas, dual sport Teslas, are quick. Slam your head back into the seat quick. Yeah.
Do you like the truck?
I hadn't seen the truck, in truck. Real life.
I mean, I ain't either.
Ain't that,
But I've ridden in a car.
It looks like something.
Looks like a Mars rover. Yeah.
For some reason.
It does look kind of cool. I saw, a video of one out in the world, and I'm like, it doesn't look too bad.
I didn't think that was for sale yet.
I don't know where it was, but it had
high-speed chases should be legal.
No, I think they should be illegal. I think they do more to...
Civilians in risk.
I think the road pirates doing anything at all causes more damage than it helps.
Are you talking about the cops who pursue the...
Let's say, okay, if it doesn't have a tag or the tag's blacked out or whatever...
Nah, my tag's blacked out.
So you don't think they should be chased after the whites, Dickie and R.I.P., Casey or whatever...
Well, no, I mean, they were like...
That was high-speed chase.
They were criminals on the run, though.
They did the pit maneuver on them.
I don't think they're... I think we should do away with the
police. What if I was just driving down 45 and I got blue lighter and I was like, no, not today. I just punched it.
Just punched it and went?
I don't know, man. That's a slippery slope. You're a high-speed vehicle that I don't pursue you. You may kill somebody else on the road.
Yeah, I mean, you rocking that Tacoma.
I'm trying to end that.
You're going to get it up to about 105.
It's going
to
cut off.
Top. No, you may not even get it high enough to cut off, but it ain't going to get over 110.
I think I should go ahead and chase and do the pit on you.
See, they do more damage.
They might be to lose.
And think about when, a high-speed chase is going on, they're, getting spinning out and running through yards and shit.
Yeah.
Last year.
Kid might be playing out there. Cops spin out, run through the yard. I mean, shit.
This has been two or three weeks ago.
Back in November, one went around me.
Oh, you was got zoomed around?
Hucko.
Yeah, I know where Hucko is.
In between Hucko and that car wash. And the curves.
Yeah, I know where you're talking
about. I just left Hucko. And I was like, blue lights? I'm doing 30. Because I'm still gassing, accelerating.
Yeah, because you just left Hucko.
I love to see the blue lights in my rear view, then this car just flies by. I'm talking about, I don't know if another car is going to meet and we're going to crash. I'm just going.
That's what I hate about it, man. It's like, it puts everyone...
Everybody's at risk.
Yeah, kind of like, man, it could end just like that.
If you were about to turn into your driveway to the left and you didn't see that cop running up on you at 150 miles an hour and you just scooted out there in the left, there you are, T-boned.
A scenario almost happened like that to me about 5 years ago. The straightaway in Belk?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I went around this car, and the dude was pulling out his drive, coming my direction.
Yeah, and could have took him out.
I don't know if I'm past this car yet, but I got to get back in that lane.
Yeah, slam on the brakes.
Like this, afterwards.
Yeah, this is when your whole asshole releases.
I was on my way home from Starkville, on 82.
Yeah.
In between Starkville and Columbus. And I'm in the left lane passing. Dude, I look in my side mirror on my driver's side, and I about shit my pants.
Because they're everywhere.
Here comes somebody, and behind them are blue lights. This dude is passing me to the left of me.
On the side.
Yeah.
Because you're in the left lane, right?
Yeah. He's, you know, by those wire barriers?
Yeah, yeah.
He is like 2 feet away from that. And rocks are slinging up everywhere, and then that cop zooms by me. And I'm like, man, this is silly. Y'all could have killed me.
Yeah, you could have died. You know, maybe not a whole lot you could do about the guy running. But there's something to be done. They got them radios, dude.
Yeah. Just
catch him at the next exit.
Go ahead and set out this spike strips.
Oh, you can't catch him there? Well, go ahead and have somebody ready at blah, blah, blah.
I want to throw those spike strips
at I'll be following. If he gets off the road, I'll let y'all know and we'll blah, blah, blah. But you can follow, you know, at 80.
Yeah, just.
That's slow.
Keep him in sight.
That's slow enough to where you can kind of react if something happens, you know, at 80. But them going like 120 on a fucking back road is just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than the criminal.
And then here's another example. This is just about a month ago. I'm on Highway 12, right in the middle of Starkville. And, is it falling
down? No, he was setting it up, leaning it in.
Highway 12.
I'm at a red light. I look in the rearview mirror and I see blue lights, and like these cars are parting like the Red Sea, and he is driving down the middle of the road in both lanes, just 40 miles an hour through traffic at a red
light. On Highway 12.
Yeah, and I'm like, what is so damn important?
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel you. And there's probably like 3 cop cars behind him hauling ass too.
Yeah, yeah. Here comes the, you know, the parade.
Yeah. See, I know that criminals have to be pursued, but stay, like we were talking about, stay in sight and use the fucking radio.
Okay, and so check this out. So, like, whatever, it was at the Family Dollar there in town there?
Mm-hmm.
That's where it was, but there was already a cop there making the arrest. They were just going, I guess, because they were bored. They didn't need to be there.
I was just hauling ass, just to fuck it.
I mean, it was already being dealt with. They were getting the girl in the car, I guess.
That reminds me of that cop and sergeant. It was just tasing cats.
What?
Or like
you don't remember that?
No.
Yeah.
See?
Riding around tasing cats, he saw.
That fucking asshole. Be like, give me your taser.
How's it feel?
How does it feel?
You know I'm a cat person.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done with that.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's like, we need to just, I hate to, you know.
We're going to do it when we get these electric cars, dude. I'm telling you, the cops will have something to shut that down.
I don't want to take,
I think it goes deeper than that. Like, if we move to, like, a social credit score in society.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You go to crank your car, and your social credit's too low.
You made a bad post. Your car's not going
to stop. I would never be able to drive anywhere.
Coming into work, I made a post that
you go to the grocery store and get some groceries. You go to check out, your car's declined because your ESG's too low.
I'm sorry, sir. You've been canceled.
I would never be able to have anything, ever.
It's like, all your friends, dude, I'm tired of going to the store for you.
Because my wife, she already has to translate me to the public because I only say things one time. I don't repeat myself to anybody.
Big Brother says do the stretches.
Yeah, I have Brianna translate me to the public because I'm only going to say something one time.
I'm kind of that way. It's situational, but I am that way.
You're like me, though. You talk to strangers except for the ones who's like...
Well, yeah, I'll talk to anybody.
Yeah, I'm not like a psychopath, yeah.
But if I'm talking to like a waitress or, you know, somebody I'm dealing, I'm only going to say something one time.
Yeah.
Because I talk very plain.
You do a lot of drive-thrus.
Like, yeah, I get really mad at drive-thrus.
Yeah.
I can't hear what you're saying, so I'm like, turn the goddamn stunt down back there.
You're going to have you a red dot burger one day.
Dude, I fucking am so scared. That's why I have to have Brianna talk to the public for me. Because I've been so angry. I need to.
Joe goes through drive-thrus wearing an E.T. mask, talking like Stone Cold. Yeah, let me have a frosty with fry. Oh, hell yeah. It's pretty funny for a little bit. This is Stone Cold E.T.
I almost sprayed my drink.
Let me get a Whopper. Hell yeah.
As soon as you said hell yeah, hell I almost yeah. sprayed my drink, man. But yeah, no, I got to do something because I be getting real mad dealing with folks. And I tell these kids, I'm like, maybe you didn't take so much fucking ketamine before you came to work, you'd understand what I was saying.
Get to the window and do what I used to do. And be like, can I ask you something personal? Okay. Can I have some ketchup?
Oh, I thought.
I made a motion that I was going to spray my drink.
Root beer, hold the root. I did that at the Taco Bell one day, and it was like, got up to the window, and it was like five people sitting there. You want to know what the person looked like that said it?
Yeah. I had a Jack and Coke about the Jack.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Sometimes you have a Sprite and a water sitting there, and it reminds me. Every time I go to a restaurant and order water,
yeah.
They think I say Sprite.
What? That don't even sound close.
I know. They say, what can I get you a drink, sir? I'm like, can I get a water? And I'm like, a Sprite? I'm like, a water?
Do you think they're trying to hook you up? No,
I'm like, I want a water.
The boss is like, did you push the Sprite?
It's got to be, dude. Because Rihanna will say water and everything will be fine. Yeah, we'll get you water. And then I'll say, can I get water? And they're like, you want a Sprite? No, I want a water.
So, like when you go inside, I bet you go stretch the kiosk if they got one there.
Hell yeah, I don't talk to people. Nowhere. I can't handle it.
We're opposite. You don't talk to people and I talk stupid shit.
I can't deal.
Going to this gas station because it pissed me off. It's like they got a self checkout at one of these Sprint marks.
Oh fuck yeah, I'd love it.
Okay, until you want something out of the deli.
Oh yeah, no.
Some tobacco or something.
Yeah. No, I don't and like so, that.
Dude, this happened to me two mornings in a row.
See, I don't smoke or anything.
Woo. Yeah. So. Congratulations.
I might as well. My Newport's
outlawed. I've been thinking about asking you for one of the Newports.
And Menthol's was about to beat.
Because they smell so and good.
There's a guy out there right now just
stocking up on fucking Newports.
Yeah.
And any other like Camel it's Menthol.
Like Dave Chappelle's kid. I'm Rax Bax. Got the cigarette truck.
Yeah.
I got the Menthols and I got the Camels. Which one you need? I got Hunters and
make
Shorts.
Make them illegal.
What do you need? Hey. Just walk around and smoking a Newport 100, like real obviously smoke. But got the Newport.
Well, there he is. Search for suspect down the hill.
Got the Newport. Put load in. Newport.
Start going to bars and they like yeah. have one behind counter.
The yeah, I'm like, I got three.
Meet me in the bathroom.
I got three cartons of Newports. So I'm gonna leave you up here. I'm gonna inspect blah blah blah. In a week.
Yeah. In the bathroom at KFC.
Yeah, man. You gotta go line something up with the bartender and be like, all right, I'm going to leave these cigarettes with you. I'm going to sell them to you for this. And I'm going to expect, all right, you can make whatever you want to, but I expect this from you this day. Mm. You know, kind of treat it like the game.
Okay.
Treat it like the game, he said.
You know, but you'd have to work out deals like that. I don't think you could peddle enough cigarettes to make it on your own. I think you had to have a few people peddling cigarettes for you, a few different bars.
Got a team.
I always hated like when they started banning smoking in a bar.
God, it would suck. But then I love it now. I love it.
Because you don't smoke?
Well, no. Even when I was still smoking, I loved it. Because I didn't like.
That's rain.
Rain.
I was about to say, is that hail, man? God damn it! I don't need no more damage to my car.
It's just that tin roof.
What was we saying? Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Okay.
I could piss.
Tired eyes. I brought all my favorite records. I've heard them all 100 times. Up ahead there's a truck stop. It feels like some cosmic apology. You wake up and ask why we're stopping. I
said, just go on back to sleep. I just need to get out. I need to get out for a little they say, as if some uncomfortable silence is gonna steal their voice away. My mind walks out on conversations. People ask, where do you go? I never know what to tell them. The truth is, even I don't know. I just need to get out.
Leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.